It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. We have two looks at the auto industry now, at home and abroad. First, let's go to Europe, where Swedish carmaker Volvo announced on Wednesday that it will be transitioning to electric and hybrid cars by 2019. Here's the CEO of Volvo, Håkan Samuelsson.
We are determined to be the first premium car maker to move our entire portfolio of vehicles into electrification. This is a clear commitment towards reducing our carbon footprint, as well as contributing to a better air quality in our cities.
Now that means that from 2019 on, all new Volvo cars will be either electric or a hybrid. But does this announcement really mark a significant change for the car industry? And what can we expect from other competitors? Joining us now is Rebecca Lindland. She's an executive analyst for Kelley Blue Book. Rebecca, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on, Todd.
A big announcement from Volvo there. Is this really the end of the internal combustion engine?
I think it was a great headline. I think it may have been a little bit of an exaggeration, though. You know, Volvo sold about 535,000 vehicles last year. And just for perspective, that's about half of what the U.S. market will sell in a couple of weeks. So it's a small player, but it's an interesting announcement for sure.
But how big of an announcement is it? I mean, when we look at U.S. auto sales, maybe Europe is different. There's this reaction you always get. People love to talk about hybrid and electric cars, but nobody really buys them. I mean, even in California, which is the leader, I read that only 3% of the total fleet is hybrid.
You took my favorite line. Actually, it's incredibly low. For the U.S. market overall, it's 2.2% in 2016. 2.2%, which means that, you know, 98% of people are picking something else, and they're picking internal combustion engines. And so I think we need to put this into perspective. I think what Volvo is doing is admirable, but it's not necessarily what I would describe as groundbreaking. When you think about Tesla, they really are the electric vehicle leader right now. They've always been all electric. And what Volvo is doing is looking at electrifying their fleet, but also using internal combustion engines. And that's what's getting a little bit lost in the message. And that's why I think that some of these announcements are borderline hysterical in proclaiming the death of the internal combustion engine.
So Rebecca Lindland, if this relatively small automaker, Volvo, follows through with this announcement and they electrify or hybridize by 2024, let's say, at what point will we know that the auto industry really has fundamentally changed in a way that cuts the carbon emissions from all those millions of cars that we drive? When will we know it's real?
You know, I think it's real now, Todd. I mean, you know, in the States, we've improved our fuel economy for the vehicles that we buy year after year by more than 20% in the last 10 years. We are selecting oftentimes the most fuel efficient version of a vehicle that we already want to buy. The difference, the challenge that we have with electric vehicles and hybrids as well, is that consumers are not demanding those of manufacturers.
So in the end, could that be really risky for Volvo, pushing something onto the market that people aren't necessarily clamoring for?
It's not risky because we've got regulations. And so we've got regulations calling for zero emission vehicles. And that means oftentimes electrification. And we also have autonomous vehicles. That, because of the computing power required to operate an autonomous or self-driving vehicle, we almost need to have electrification on board every vehicle. So I think that Volvo is ahead of the curve in terms of saying we are going to have some form of hybridization across our entire lineup. But at the same time, we have to understand that other manufacturers, larger manufacturers like Volkswagen, General Motors, BMW, they are all doing this as well. They just haven't made the big announcement yet.
Volvo's cars will be getting better mileage in the future, and it appears that Volvo got some excellent mileage out of a PR announcement this week. Rebecca Lindland, executive analyst for Kelley Blue Book. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much, Todd.